Very often the shaila comes up that someone will go to the kela mikvah and they will neglect to remove certain labels, or they will remove the labels and they'll realize that there's a little bit of glue or something stuck under the label. And the shaila is, A, do they have to remove it? And B, is it necessary to go back if you come home and you realize that there's still something on the kli? So, to start with, there is an Indian of Tevilas Kalim. We're not going to get involved in the sources of Tevilas Kalim, but let's assume for argument's sake that there, according to some Rishonim, Tevilas Kalim of metal Kalim is the Oraisa, Tevilas Kalim of glass is definitely Midrabanan L'chol Hadeos, and even Tevilas Kalim of metal, for certain opinions, is also Midrabanan. Nevertheless, both when you Tovel glass and you Tovel metal, you are chayev to do so with a bracha. Now that is point number one. Point number two is a klal in all of Hilchos Tevila, whether it's a person going to the mikvah, a woman going to mikvah, a man going to mikvah, or putting a kli in the mikvah. You're not allowed to have any chatzitza. The water has to be able to reach the entire person or the entire kli. You can't have a chatzitza that's going to be blocking the water. Now min haTorah, we learn out in the Gemara, talks about a couple of places. The easiest place to see is the beginning of Masech Sukkah, where they discuss in the early stages of the Masechta, Daf Heish. I forgot exactly where it is. I don't have it open in front of me right now. But the Daf Heiri and Masech Sukkah, where they talk about the issue of chatzitzos. And specifically, the Gemara outlines there that there is one type of chatzitza that is actually chotzeitz min haTorah, which is what we call rubo umakbid. If it's on the majority of the individual's body, and as we'll see, it doesn't necessarily have to be the entire body. It could even be referring to a body part, but it's a rove of that body part, and a person is makbid, they do not want it there. So therefore, that would be a chatzitza min haTorah. Midrabanan, they made two different types of gzeira, atu rubo umakbid. Number one type of gzeira that they made atu rubo umakbid was miut umakbid, that if it's not on the majority, it's only on the minority, but a person still does not want it there. That's an iser derabanan, chatzitza midrabanan. Second type of chatzitza midrabanan is rubo ve'eno makbid. It's on the majority, but you don't care. So that would only be a chatzitza midrabanan as well, but nevertheless, it is a chatzitza lahalacha. Those are the two types of chatzitzos midah rabbanan. Now, when we're talking about a person going to the mikvah, the halacha is a little bit different than that simple comment of the Gemara. The Gemara actually goes so far as to say against this psak of the Shulchan Aruch. We'll get back to that in a second. But if you look in certain places in Shulchan Aruch, like the Raman, Yoradei Kuf Peches, or if you look in the Mechaber in Yoradei Kuf Chaf, discussing different issues, and Mechaber also has it in Rechaim and Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, elsewhere that we try very hard to get rid of every single chatzitza, no matter how minor. And this applies whether we're discussing Tevilas Kalim issue, as we mentioned. This applies whether we're discussing a Tevila of a woman for being an Ida. And this even applies to the din of Netilas Yadayim. The Mechaber writes in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim that a woman should remove her ring, even if it's a type of ring that she never takes off. Leave off the last statement of that ring that she never takes off. Even if it's a type of ring that water can get underneath it, it's a gzeira atu, a ring that water could not get underneath it. So she should remove the ring. Now, that would be an example of miut ve'eno makbid, because it's not on the rove of the limb. And also, she's very happy to be wearing the ring. She's not upset to take it off. So that's a question, why is it even considered a chatzitza? Okay, lamaisa, in the end of the day, the Ravid talks about it, and we're choshesh in general that it would constitute a chatzitza, but we say that a person should always try to get rid of every single chatzitza, and lichatchila, before putting a kli in the mikvah, should try not only to take care of rubovena makbid and miut umakbid, should try to get rid of everything, even the tiniest possible chatzitza. Okay. Question is, why is this mutter? Why are the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah allowed to say such things? We would assume that the Gemara's ruling should stand. What is the Gemara's ruling? The Gemara says, why don't we make a gzeira miut ve'eno makbid? Why don't we make a gzeira on even a minority chatzitza that a person doesn't care about? So the Gemara says, no. The Minat Torah, it's rubo makbid. Midrabanan, we could do two possibilities, miut umakbid or rubo ve'eno makbid. We can't do miut ve'eno makbid because that would be a gzeira on a gzeira. And therefore, that you can't do such a thing. So this is a strong kasha against the Minhag HaOlam. How is it that we spend all this time and effort and energy trying to get rid of these chatzitzot, which aren't even chatzitzos midrabanan? This is a very strong kasha because, generally speaking, I think the Torah wants us to spend our time productively. And this is not a productive way to spend one's time, to sit in the Kehillah Mikvah, trying to get off all the little last remnants of glue that are on the bottom side, the underside of the kli. No one will ever see it, and certainly you might not care, and even if you don't care, sometimes your wife will care, but even the type of chatzitza that your wife doesn't care about, it's very hard to understand why a person would spend the time trying to get rid of such a chatzitza. So one of the approaches that I like to explain this is the levush. The levush is in Siman Kuf Peches, Seif Katan Aleph. The levush writes, then I'll read you his lashon, v'kevan dechatzitzas rov, v'eino makbid, gazra afila b'dieved, since Rubo ve'ino makbid, and who had din miut umakbid, that iser midirabanan was a gzera even b'dieved. The nature of the rabbinic decree was that if you make a gzera midirabanan, so you say lechadchila don't do it b'dieved. If you ended up violating it, alright, so it's no big deal. Here, even if a person goes to the mikvah or puts a kli in the mikvah and it had a rov ve'ino makbid or a miut umakbid, so that would not be a good tevila, even b'di'evid. So therefore, since that was the nature of that rabbinic decree, gazrinan lecharchila afila b'dvarim she'enam chotzitzim ve'ein zu elachad gzeira. Right. So he says that is his opinion. He says it's only considered one gzeira. Why? Because the original gzeira was not only lecharchila, but it was even b'di'evid. So when the Gemara said you can't make a gzeira on miut ve'eino makbid, that would be a gzeira that was similar to the original gzeira, which is that you say that if it's a miut ve'eino makbid, if you come home from the kehillah mikvah and you see a tiny amount of glue that you don't care about at all on the kli, you know, now you're chayav to go back to the kehillah mikvah and hold it again. That would be an iser, according to the Gemara. That would be a gzeira on a gzeira. But if you say that that's only lechachila, you should try to get off the little amount of glue, but b'dieved, if you were not able to do it, that would be subsumed under the original gzeira of miyuto makbid or rubo ve'eno makbid. So what comes out of this lahalacha is that lechachila, as we pointed out from the Shulchan Aruch, that a person should try to remove all chatzitzot, even a miyut ve'eno makbid, because that the rabbanon are allowed to make a gzeira lechachila. But b'dieved, if you come home and you realize you missed something, and it depends. If it's rubo ve'eino makbid or miuto makbid, then you have to go back and tovel again, and you have to do so with a bracha. But if it's miut ve'eino makbid, and you really don't care, so then you don't have to go back and tovel it at all. You're welcome to go back next time you go and make a bracha on something else. You could dunk it in there, but really, one could argue, according to the Levush, that's not a good idea because that would be making it into a gzeira on a gzeira to go back once it's already in a bit of the evid situation.